Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听盘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and welcome to today's episode all about scams.
哎，对，让人最讨厌，我觉得是最可耻的事情，骗局，这种电信诈骗啦，网络诈骗啦，这么讨厌的事情，但是在生活当中常常发生，在中国，在美国，在新加坡，在加拿大 ，everywhere.
Yeah, this is really a universal problem, right? Everybody has encountered some form of scam, I think.
对对，所以我们今天呢，就要跟大家分享一些很重要的来形容各种诈骗的语言，以及一些非常惯用的美国统计出来的去年 Top 5五大电信诈骗的方式。
All right, let's do it.
Why don't we start with 诈骗这个词啊？那 Jason 其实前面已经讲了好几次啊 ，scam 对不对
？Yeah, this could be a noun, a scam, right?
嗯，所以它是 scam， 所以作为名词的时候呢，就是一个骗局，一个电信诈骗的骗局。So you can have a scam, but now there are actually countless scams.
That's right. There's all kinds of scams. There's online scams, for example.
对对，所以呢，它也是可以用复数形式啊。好，那当然，你前面就像 Jason 那样，可以加一个网络的，对吧 ？Online scams， 或者在新加坡，因为用 WhatsApp 那个软件比较多 ，so many WhatsApp scams.
Yeah, like strangers or weird text messages coming in, right?
Oh yeah, you can actually call them text scams.
Yeah, phone text scam or something like that.
Yeah, phone scams, 对。哦，我最近收到的一个很奇怪的是，一个我不认识的人突然给我发了一个 WhatsApp 信息，然后说 ,Hi, my auntie asked me to contact you.
Oh, strange.
对对对，所以我就赶快就 block 呀。那他肯定后面一句就说 ,My auntie said, 你跟他是好朋友，然后我现在需要一些钱，你能不能借我一些钱？
Yeah, they're hoping for somebody who's really gullible, right? And they're going to believe everything they say. And, oh, who's your auntie? Why are you texting me?
对对，然后还有最近收到过好几次都不同的人，就是说，嗨，我们很久没有见面了，然后我这周要到新加坡，我们能约出来见面吗？又有中文的，又有英文的。And they're all from different people, yeah.
Multilingual scams, impressive.
对对，所以现在真的 you have to be super alert. 各种各样的这种 disguise, 对吧？伪装。
Yeah, you have to be really careful because they're very good at scamming people.
啊，对。So scamming people, 那它也可以作为一个动词使用，那也可以是被动形式。比如说 ，very unfortunately, I was scammed. You were scammed.
Yeah, that's right. You could say, I was scammed, and that means you were the victim of a scam.
Yeah, the victim of very despicable scammers.
Yes, these people who are scamming you out of your money.
对，所以呢，它也可以后面加 MER, 就成为一个名词，就是诈骗犯啊，去骗人的人。They're called scammers. 然后呢，我们刚刚用的这个形容词 despicable, 有一个电影 Despicable Me, 是吧？是个卡通片，但是 despicable 这个词意思就是说那种非常让人鄙视、非常非常讨厌的行为或者人。
Yeah, when you're despicable, right? You're doing something that's really mean, really cruel.
对，就像很多 scammers, 他特别是 target 老年人 ，and they scam elderly of their life savings.
Yeah, they target vulnerable people, right? People who might believe them and actually just give them their money.
对对，然后可能是自己一生的积蓄啊，所以真的是啊 ，despicable. 好，那除了 scam, 另外一个常用的词来形容诈骗的是
con.
就这么短吗
？Yeah, it's a really short word, just con, con.
So a con is just a scam, same meaning?
Yeah, a con and a scam, pretty much exactly the same thing. You're just lying to somebody, tricking somebody, and getting something from them.
嗯，对，反正它的这个重点都是一样的，都是一场骗局，对吧 ？Con 也可以作为一个动词使用哈。
Yeah, you could also say I was conned or he conned somebody.
Oh, okay. And then the people doing it, they're not called conners.
No, Connor is just an actual name.
Name,
but,
对。
Yeah.
我们以前有个主播叫 Connor, but hey, 他是特别好的一个人。
对，他不是一个 con people 的人, right? He is
对对对
just Connor.
Not a con artist.
That's right. Yeah, a con artist makes it sound really cool, but of course, it's not a good thing. A con artist is someone who's like a professional at conning people.
对，所以这里的 artist 不是说他们是一个艺术家，而是说他就做这个很 despicable 的事情 ,conning people 是他的专业，是吧？
Yeah, they put a lot of effort into it, and it kind of feels like they're good at it. If you say someone's a con artist, it gives you the feeling that they might be successful at conning people.
对，而且我觉得 con artist 和 scammers, 它还稍稍有一些区别。一个 con artist 让我想到的通常是一个人。他可能下面有一些下手，但基本上就是他。然后呢，他去弄的这些 con 这些骗局，他不是去 fishing for 很多 target 很多人，而是他是一场很大的骗局。
Yeah, it almost reminds me of our next word here, fraud, right? Where you're doing something that is kind of professional almost, and maybe people don't even know that you're a con artist. You're that good at it.
对，就有很多什么金融大鳄嘛，最后人家发现他都是 con artists, the pyramid scheme 啊，什么就是像 Bernie Madoff 那样。
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So a fraud, F-R-A-U-D, 它也是一个诈骗啊。而且就像 Jason 说的，很多时间它是会和钱啊 money, finance 连在一起。So financial fraud.
Yeah, fraud can be things that aren't financial, but you're almost always going to see it associated with some sort of con or scam and where you're getting money from somebody in some sneaky bad way.
对对，金融诈骗嘛 so that's a financial fraud. 啊，然后在日常生活中还有信用卡，有的时候也会出现这种盗刷。
Yeah, you could have fraudulent charges on your card, right?
对，所以 fraudulent 啊，就是它的形容词 fraudulent charges. Charge 就是一笔钱，对吧？ Fraudulent charges on your card. 诶，这些里面我好像没看到 cheat 这个词。
Cheat can also mean to lie or trick somebody, but it's a little different. It almost feels like you broke the rules in order to take advantage of somebody rather than like directly breaking the law in order to scam them.
Okay, 所以形容诈骗和骗局的话还是我们前面教大家的这几个词是最常用的。好，那接下来 Jason 要跟我们来分享的要跟我们来揭发的就是美国去年最常见的五大互联网骗局是吧
Yeah, these five different types of online scams.
Actually, there's a lot of overlap with China and I'm sure the rest of the world.
Yeah, that's the power of and also the problem with the internet sometimes, right? You can scam someone anywhere around the world.
对对，就是很 universal 的啊。所以呢，这些语言大家学起来，然后提高警惕，非常的重要。Okay, what's the number one? 就是非常 common 的 a type of scam.
The number one type of scam is a phishing scam.
Phishing, 钓鱼。
This is not where you're tricking someone out of their fish or something like that.
No, 这个 phishing, 它的拼法是 ph, 啊不是 f, p-h-i-s-h-i-n-g. But it does come from the word to fish, right? And phishing.
Yeah, it's like the idea of the scam is that you're throwing out your fishing line, you're casting your fishing line, trying to catch some vulnerable targets for your scam.
对，因为你通常就像钓鱼一样，也会给他一些就是诱饵，有一些甜头啊，好处啊 right? To entice them.It's like the, what do you call it? 钓鱼的时候前面那个吃的叫什么
The bait, right?
Ah,
the thing
bait.
That they want, that you lure them in with.
And then you're just looking for vulnerable targets.
Exactly.
所以这种 phishing scams, 你在实际生活里面就会碰到比如说是什么邮件啦或者是短信啦或者小广告是吧
Yeah, typically they're going to contact you online or through some sort of electronic means, and they're trying to get something from you, like your email or something about your identity, maybe a credit card number or a password.
然后我常常收到的一类就是 robot calls, 机器人电话、嗯、就是是一个电话，但是那边不是一个真人，就是一段机器人的录音，会说你的信用卡被盗刷了怎么怎么样。因为我们听到这种就通常会非常的惊慌嘛，然后就接着他的操作，接着他去摁什么数字，那就完蛋，就很危险。
Yeah, this is getting more dangerous with AI, right? And these really convincing fake voices.
我还记得我刚搬到新加坡的时候，常常收到的 robot calls 就是说啊，新加坡某个什么政府机构，因为你是刚来的，所以你要去办一个什么事情，你要什么。So they target, right? They somehow got your information that you just moved here. 然后你也不太了解这里的 how things work here.
Yeah, sometimes they know exactly where to cast their fishing line and hit the perfect people.
Yeah, yeah. So these phishing scams, you have to be very, very aware. 那通常政府就会说，我们是不会给个人打电话的，对不对？我们是不会啊，所以你一定要小心。
Always best to lean on the side of caution when it comes to being contacted by these governments or companies, right?
对对，英语不是有句话吗？ Better safe than sorry.
Yes, exactly.
好，那除了 phishing scams, 还有什么常见的 scam 呢？
This one's a tricky one. The tech support scam.
技术支持类的。
Yeah, this is when you find a fake phone number or contact for somebody trying to supposedly help you with a tech problem, but actually they're trying to access your computer.
Right, and this kind of scams, 他们常常是 target 老年人。
Yeah, they try to find people who maybe don't understand technology very well, unfortunately, like my own mother.
Oh, 所以你妈妈有遇到过？
对, I walked into the house one day and my mom said, hold on a minute, I'm talking to tech support, trying to figure out what's wrong with my computer. And I realized it was a scam.
所以你就赶快什么,你接过电话,或者你直接帮她挂电话那样。
Well, I grabbed the phone and I started talking to the person on the other line, and it was clear to me that they were not who they said they were, so I hung up the phone and fortunately saved the day.
Oh, 所以你这个 timing 啊，这是
就刚好
太对太巧了 ，right? 因为有的时候真的因为这样，一个人他终身的积蓄 ，their entire life savings is gone.
Yeah, and they might even make your tech problems worse, like they'll totally overload your computer with a virus and then make you
malware.
Pay them to get it off, right?
Ransom, 对吧?
Yes, exactly. They take your technology hostage.
其实你说这种骗局，当我们 in the context of reading about different scams, 我们觉得，哦，这个很显而易见，很容易揭穿，我不会 I won't fall for it. 英语说的 to fall for something 就是被骗了。但是你实际生活中的时候，有的时候也许你正好就是碰到一个什么电脑的问题，或者 and the timing, right? And then it just takes you out of this clear mind.
Yeah, once again, when you're in a vulnerable place like that, your computer's not working, you're desperate to get it fixed, then you're going to be more likely to fall for a scam like this.
对对，而且他们很多 scammers 搜索引擎优化 SEO 做得非常好啊，人家搞不清的说啊，就赶快 Google 一下什么。Microsoft 或者 Apple Tech Support 就也分不清哪个是官方哪个是骗子的一点进去就完蛋
Yeah, you have to look really closely at the web address they send you. It's usually a little different than the official one.
Oh, this reminds me. 有一次还差一点上了一个什么当哦 Buying concert tickets.
Oh boy.
张学友演唱会去年他是到新加坡来开，然后我到 Google 去搜嘛，结果他官方的那个好像没花什么钱做 SEO， 排在很下面，然后排在上面的都是这些 third party 第三方 resell 的 platform， 然后你那个网站点进去，他又看着 very legitimate。英语说就看起来很正规，对吧？很合法。
Yeah, sometimes they look exactly like a normal website, right? There's no difference between that and the normal website. That can be really tricky.
对对，然后就真的差一点买了。但我买之前，当时就想说，到底是不是他官方的渠道啊？然后又 I spent more time just finding out more information and realize it's not. It's a third-party website.它可能也不是诈骗的 website， 但后来我就看到很多 Google review， 人家就说这个上面 individuals 个人说我卖给你票，但最后我根本没收到票，或者我那个票结果是假的。So the website 他就说这跟我没关，因为我就是一个 platform， 我就是一个平台，我不能保证上面人家卖的都是真的。Yeah.
Oh, man. Almost like an online shopping scam, right?
Yeah, yeah. So again, a very popular type of scam.
Yeah, these ones are tough because once again, maybe you really want to buy that ticket or buy that product and you click the button to purchase as quickly as you can. You're so excited and lo and behold, it's a scam.
对，然后有很多的现在 online shopping scam， 他那个最后也不给你货，或者他就是发给你是假的东西。
Ah, yes, you're just waiting and waiting and waiting and nothing comes in the mail.
很多是在国外什么 Facebook 啊什么做广告就是一张 voucher 优惠券我前几天还在新加坡听新闻就说一个老伯伯他就是说在 Facebook 上点了一个9.9新币就可以吃一只烤鸭在某某饭店他就点了一个结果就 follow 了 a few operation 就操作最后他也是银行里的钱都没了
Or maybe you take the voucher to the restaurant and they're like, what's this? We've never seen this before.
Yeah, 总之就是都是 their scams. These scammers, they pose 就假装啊。They pose as all kinds of people or like they make these fake ads, fake websites.
Ah, so many fake things. It's tough.
对 it's tough. 还有一种 victims 很多的投资诈骗。
Ah, yes, investment scams.
This really a lot of highly educated people, some wealthy people fall for them.
Yeah, sometimes the vulnerability is not about being ignorant, like an older person with technology, but maybe just the excitement about possibly investing in this cool idea or this business,
return,
but it's a scam.
High return, yeah, yeah. 其实就是当这个回报啊什么When it sounds too good to be true, it's probably too good to be true, 是吧?
Yeah, that's a good maxim to live by, I think.
对,就是说,哦,这个年回报率 10%, 20%, 而且没有风险之类的,每个月返还。
Yeah, these days, that's pretty common, I think, in the crypto world with people making these kind of fake currencies or, you know, these fake investments.
对，在国外很多的就是这个各种各样的币哈，你说 crypto， 然后区块链 blockchain 的这种。
That's right, a pump and dump, right? I don't know if you've heard this before.
Pump and dump， 给我们解释一下。
So you build up this crypto and you tell everybody it's going to be so great and everybody invests in it and buy it. It becomes really valuable because everybody's doing it. And then the people that created it just sell all of theirs and abandon the project.
Yeah, yeah. And it seems like it's quite easy to come up with these schemes.
Yeah, that's right.
对，这里有另外一个词啊，叫 scheme, 比如说金字塔游戏或者庞氏骗局。
Ah, yes, a pyramid scheme.
Or a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, I'm actually from the place where a really famous company called Amway is from. And so lots of people there, yeah, An Li, are very familiar with this idea of a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, 我到现在都搞不清它是到底是 Is it legal? Is it illegal? Is it pyramid scheme? 但是它好像就是在这个 gray area 然后它在美国被罚了很多很多钱
Yeah, even me from the city where that company is from I'm not totally sure I think in a lot of ways it's definitely not the most honest business model But is it a full scam? I don't really know
OK, 但我们回到语言啦。这个词 scheme 和那个 scam 听着有点像啊 ,but there are two different words, 但基本上你听到它的时候就是你要 be aware, 就是一些骗局是吧
对 ,you have to be aware, you gotta do the research and make sure you're not getting scammed, right?
Don't fall for these schemes, investment schemes, S-C-H-E-M-E.好那我们今天最后的一类哎呀这个是非常可恶非常卑鄙的诈骗又骗钱又骗感情。
Yes, romance scams.
讲到这个 romance scams, 我之前在加拿大我家的一个阿姨钟点阿姨 she was the victim of a romance scam.
Oh, no.
对然后他当时就跟我分享说 she met this guy, this US guy online, 然后呢这个照片啊各种各样他的 his job, his 身世都跟他讲得很清楚。Went on for about several months, I wasn't alarmed at all, no red flags at all. 然后最后有一天他跟我说这个人开始跟我要钱了。 后来我说，maybe you should be careful。再过几天，他又到我家来的时候，他就说 ，Jenny， 他是个骗子 ，so it turned out to be a scammer。
Oh no, not only did they scam her out of her money, but they broke her heart too. That's so horrible.
对，所以就是很 despicable 啊。而且他说之前没有想到是这个，他也不是常常在网上去什么 online dating 的。但是后来当他怀疑这个 ,when she grew suspicious, 他到网上一搜，结果他发现这个人跟他讲的很多话在网上都能搜得出来。就是那种 scripts, 骗子都用一个脚本。
Oh man, even using scripts, that's horrible.
Yeah, yeah, right? So this kind of, yeah, romance scams.
Yeah, we're at our most vulnerable when we want to fall in love, right? So if you're desperate for a partner, be careful.
对对，没错。好，那我们今天跟大家分享了很多各种各样的 different types of scams 啊。总之 ,better safe than sorry.当一个事情你稍微有点怀疑的时候 just don't do it.
Yeah, maybe take a break, do some research, ask some friends, try not to fall for it.
对对。好，那大家有什么抵御你防御这些骗子和骗局的好方法吗？都欢迎在留言专区跟我们分享。
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you about some of your stories, hopefully not horror stories of you being scammed and tips about not getting scammed.
好，那今天的节目就到这儿，我们下次再见。
好，再见。